selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they war, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rain, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, this God will give. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see the shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. It says Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, and this is day number one of August 2017. And, you know, I'm starting to feel like, you know, it's got to be getting difficult now for people who are still sane to realize they're living in a global insane asylum. Brought to you by the United Nations and the globalists that put it together. And it's getting ridiculous. And so now Al Gore comes out with a new movie, Inconvenient Truth, the sequel. 10 years after apparently the first one came out. And, you know, I went over and I see there's a Facebook page for this very bit of nonsense here. And I guess they went and added 10 minutes to it or something. I haven't watched. I probably won't watch it. I don't think I could stomach it. And we went to the theater here in town when Inconvenient Truth was being run around, I guess 10 years ago, and we had to leave. It was too freaking stupid. And we're watching all these people in the audience in the theater oohing and aahing, and polar bears are drowning and this and that and the other thing. It was put on by some dipshit north of me here about 25 miles who ran in the 207 election that I ran in. And this woman's a complete cracker, ran for the Green Party. And apparently she was personally trained by Al Gore to run around with his stupid film. And you got to be stupid to get involved in this stuff. But, you know, I guess they added 10 minutes to this thing once Trump got elected. And I was just reading this thing here, you know, you got Gore... I mean, this guy couldn't, inconvenient truth, yeah, I mean, people say convenient lie, which it is. I mean, this guy's a con man, always has been a con man, and always will be a con man, and that's that. But I see a comment here, Trump will go down in history as the single person who started the end of life on Earth. Yep, that. Donald Trump there, the guy that built Trump Towers all over the place and some golf courses, he is the man who will go down in history as the single person who started the end of the earth. Now, I know that people are getting over the propaganda. I know it only has a shelf life of so long. And Al Gore and Maurice Strong of Rio and Rio Plus 20 and the first one in 72, they did theirs every 20 years, which was a human environment, of which Gore is involved in all the way down the line here. Now, he apparently had some cracker professor who perked Gore's interest. Well, then Gore got hooked up with Rockefellers and Maurice Strong and that. Maurice Strong and Rockefeller were scam artists. It's plain and simple. They burned a pile of people for a pile of money. But like Maurice Strong said, you know, he believes in capitalism for him and his friends and, well, socialism for everybody else. And so it goes. But I saw this thing. He says, you know, the sea levels have risen by 4%. Well, I have no idea how you would possibly measure a rise in sea levels of 4%. 4% of the ocean would be so freaking minuscule, it would be really not even measurable. But hey, you know, man is the enemy, and man is, at this point, pretty stupid. So we can tell man just about anything, and he'll go for it. You know, I'd like to, I don't know who I'd like to slap more. Al Gore or the preachers, these so-called Christian preachers, which they're not. They're all UN minions. Let me see here what we got. The Inconvenient Truth, Truth to Power, the most important movie of the year. An Inconvenient Sequel is now playing in New York LA theaters and everywhere. Else, I guess, the most important movie of the year. We got this covered. Jordan Rummey will make you want to rail against the system. Equal parts infuriating and inspiring. Talk about a revolution. And that's all this is about. It's about a revolution. It's about taking down the system. Because they build the systems and then they tear them down to move you to the next stage. So in that sense, while what they're saying has nothing whatsoever to do with the movie other than it's one piece of the puzzle moving people to where they sure as hell ain't going to want to end up at. Now, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, like, what's going on with the Christian faith? Well, it's got to be wiped out. I mean, Al Gore himself said that the, excuse me, that the last vestiges of goddess worship were destroyed, eradicated, or whatever, by the Christians. Okay, and I've said this a gazillion times. Two things have to disappear: the American Constitution and the Christian faith. Those things have got to disappear in order for the globalists to have their world government and their world religion. And the world religion is earth worship. No more worshiping the so-called creator of the earth, but to worship the earth itself. And that is bone evil, because who ended up here and got kicked out of heaven, so to speak, and landed here and said, I'll destroy your creation. That's what this is all about, you know. I just punched in went to Google with the last vestiges of goddess worship, and I saw something that interests me. I clicked on it, just happened. I didn't realize it at first, but it was my blog that came up. And you know, this was, what year was this? May 7th, 2008. Dalton McGuinty, who was the Premier of Ontario at the time, to remove the Lord's Prayer. And asked Dalton about Gaia and the New World Order. Everything in this province is based on Agenda 21, electrical system, education, urban land management, you name it, Agenda 21 is probably related. So, you know, this is, I haven't seen this since 2008 when I put it here. You know, the New World Order has no place for the Christian faith. And this is from Gore's book. What's his book called? Earth in the Balance, I think. Oh, just a minute here. And in that, where the hell did I lose that at? Ugh. This thing's on drugs. There's a lot of information in here that, where is that? Oh, here we are down here. And what does this say? It states, in prehistoric Europe and much of the world was based on the worship of a single earth goddess who was assumed to be the fount of all life and who radiated harmony among all living things. Much of the evidence for the existence of this primitive religion comes from the many thousands of artifacts uncovered in ceremonial sites. These sites are so widespread that they seem to confirm the notion that a goddess religion was ubiquitous through much of the world until the antecedents of today's religions, most which still have a distinctly masculine orientation, swept out of India and the Near East, almost obliterating the belief in the goddess. The last vestige of organized goddess worship was eliminated by Christianity as late as the 15th century. This is why you have the LGBTQ. This is why you have this pushing of minorities in your nations into political power. That's why you have the rise of women. That's where feminism came from, because it's all about goddess worship. You know, they had the Lilith Fair there with a whole bunch of female singers a bunch of years back. And I mean, if you go and look this stuff up, it's pretty spooky. It really truly is. And the fate of mankind as well as of religion depends upon the emergence of a new faith in the future. Armed with such a faith, we might find it possible to re-sanctify the earth. Al Gore. This we know. The earth does not belong to man. Man belongs to the earth. All things are connected like the blood that unites us all. Al Gore. Gaians teach the divine Earth must be protected from all threats, no matter what the cost. And it's been costing us a lot. The United Nations Global Biodiversity Assessment explicitly refers to Christianity as a faith that has set humans apart from nature and stripped nature of its sacred qualities. Conversion to Christianity has therefore meant an abandonment of an affinity with all the natural world for many forest dwellers, peasants, fishers all over the world. The North Eastern hilly states of India bordering China supported small-scale, largely autonomous, shifting cultivator societies until the 1950s. These people followed their own religious tradition that, including setting apart 10, 20, 30% of the landscape as sacred groves and ponds, while condemning Christianity and Islam as a root of all environmental evil. The document goes on to praise Buddhism and Hinduism as they got as they did not depart as drastically from the perspective of humans as members of a community of beings, including other living and non-living elements. This is why Dalton wants to rid the, as Dalton McGuinty, the Premier of Ontario, wants to get rid of the Lord's Prayer. The Green Movement is not what you think it is. It is evil to the core. Mr. McGuinty is a traitor to the province of Ontario and his mother, who asked him to reconsider his decision about removing the Lord's Prayer. What she doesn't seem to understand is that Dalton is just following orders. And all of these politicians are just a bunch of stupid puppets. And Al Gore, is just one piece of this puzzle. He's a spokesman, you know, he's an ex-president, or ran for president. And he is as crooked as the Rockefellers, as crooked as the strong, as more strong, crooked as the UN, because they're all tangled up in this thing. And so now he comes out with a new movie, and he's got somebody put up an inconvenient sequel, Facebook here, and it seemingly says it has 411,754 people like this. Well, okay, that's fine. That's just, you know, I guess you would call that a medium-sized city. So that's really a small percentage of the people on the population. And, you know, I went looking through this. I looked through this years and years and years ago, and I really wasn't expecting this dickweed to surface. I knew he was still working in the background. I just didn't accept him. I wasn't expecting a new movie to come out. And so they're back to that 2 degrees Celsius by the end of this century, which means nothing. I mean, our summer here has been way under normal temperatures all summer, which I find quite pleasant. We're about 3 to 4 degrees generally under our summer temperatures here. Now, so some places are warmer, some places are cool. Oh, geez, that just sounds pretty normal to me so far. But they always hammer if something farts somewhere, they jump right on that and ignore everything else. Now, here's a pretty good statement. Climate change plus Al Gore equals horseshit. And billions of wasted dollars to him and his cronies. We're destroying our planet with trash and pollution, but the climate changes in cycles is not made man-made. And that's absolutely correct. You know, we were living on the West Coast when Mount St. Helens blew. And we were living in east of Vancouver. And when that sucker went off, and I forget how far it was away from us, I don't know, it was 250 miles away, whatever the hell it was a fair ways away from us anyways. And that Sunday morning when that mountain let go, I thought it was going to take the windows out of the house. It had them rattling awful good. You know, it was Sunday morning, and all of a sudden, bang, and the windows are all rattling. Oh, there goes Mount St. Helen. But you know, I've had people argue this with me, you know, that the earth is a living, breathing organism. Well, it's a planet, and we live on it. All this living, breathing organism crap comes out of the paganist. And, you know, they argue this stuff with me, and they say, well, you know, they're cutting down the rainforest in Brazil. Well, yeah, because they want to wreck the environment to keep these clowns sucked into this idea. The very people that are telling you we can't cut the trees down, are the very people cutting the trees down. To give you a reason to try to save the environment. But, you know, he says, well, it creates oxygen now. Well, yeah, but I mean, if you take the Brazilian forest and put it up against the rest of the planet, it ain't that friggin' big. Might be big forest, but, you know. But, you know, then my wife was, she'd looked at Mount St. Helens, and apparently, you know, I said, if a mountain goes off or a volcano goes off, it'll do more damage to the environment, their kind of damage, than we could ever do, all the people on the planet could ever do. And she's telling me that Mount St. Helens, they attributed Mount St. Helens explosion to the equivalent of 500 Hiroshima bombs going off at once. That's pretty spectacular. Now, the amount of forest that Mount Hayes, that whole mountain, just, you know, the whole side of that mountain come out of there. And it took more timber out of there than in a flash of an eye than they're going to move out of the Brazilian rainforest. So this idea that we're destroying the planet is ludicrous. And I can't even look at this prick's face, you know. I just want to punch him in the head. The sooner he dies, the sooner we can put him on the Piss on Their Graves tour. Because they need to be pissed upon, the whole damn works of them. Where have I got that open at? If I can find this, I'm going to put it in the chat. Because I may just do a show on this. I don't have time tonight. It's only an hour show. But where have I got that? If I can dig it out of here. It attaches itself to the, I guess I can't say J-E-W-S. I have to say, what is it, J-O-X now or J-U-X or something? Apparently, I can't even say the word. Or I might get in trouble. When you go and you follow through, and a lot of people don't like Wikipedia. I'm not that fussy on it, but there's certain things about Wikipedia that are great. And one of them is it has all kinds of references and all kinds of names. They put these stories up and they're just loaded with names, and it's important that people track these names. You know, you don't have to track them in Wikipedia. You can just take those names and stuff them into Google and run with it. But it's good that way. It's very good that way, because they lay the names in there, which a lot of articles don't lay the names in, so you don't really. It's just easier, it's faster to hit Wikipedia, grab the names and run with them, either run with them through Wikipedia if you want, or if you don't like Wikipedia, run with them through whatever your search engine that you prefer is. But the importance is that you have to do this research. Now, we have a story here this is based on Al Gore's nonsense. Climate change before your eyes. Seas rise and trees die. And there's a picture here of a bunch of dead trees. And, I saw pictures like this all the time when I grew up in the Ottawa Valley. There was pictures like this all over the place. I mean, we saw it every day. You go for a drive and you're going to see dead trees. And usually in swampy areas and whatnot. And nobody thought a hoot about it, right? It wasn't climate change. It was just some dead trees in a swamp or in a low-lying area or whatever, a wet area. Depending on the year and depending on the water table at any given time is what you got, you know? But it's not about global freaking warming. Anyways, these trees I got in this picture, they're called ghost trees, dead trees along vast swaths of coastline invaded by rising seas, something scientists call one of the most visible markers of climate change. It's not, but it's something they can take a picture of, like that stupid polar bear that turned out not to be drowning. And I don't understand how people can just look at these lies and then go, oh, well, yeah, but, you know, they're the scientists. They should know. No, they're not the scientists. They're the new freaking priests, which said, you know, Netsky, I think, that said we killed God because we couldn't move ecology forward as long as God existed. In other words, we couldn't revert back to paganism if God existed. So therefore, we had to kill him, and we put the scientists in, which are the new priests. So like the old priests, you weren't to question. The new priests, you aren't to question. So don't question the scientists and don't question the priests. Well, where the priests were diddling with the little boys, the scientists are diddling with your little minds. And it's the same outcome. You're both being raped. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. One's raping your body, one's raping your mind. The process has happened naturally for thousands of years, but it has accelerated in recent decades as polar ice melts and raises sea levels, scientists say, pushing salt water further inland and killing trees in what used to be thriving freshwater plains. Efforts are underway worldwide to determine exactly how quickly the creation of ghost forests is increasing, but scientists agree the startling sight of dead trees in once healthy areas is an easy-to-grasp example of the consequences of climate change. I think the ghost forests are the most obvious indicator of climate change anywhere on the eastern coast of the U.S., said Matthew Kwan, a professor of Virginia Institute of Marine Science, who is studying ghost forests in his state of Maryland, or in Maryland. It was dry, usable land 50 years ago. Now it's marshes with dead stumps and dead trees, or dead slumps and dead, no, stumps. It is happening around the world, but researchers say the new ghost forests are particularly apparent in North America, with thousands of hectares of salt-killed trees stretching from Canada down the East Coast and around Florida and over to Texas. The intruding salt water changes coastal ecosystems, creating marshes where forests used to be. This has numerous effects on the environment, though many scientists caution against viewing them as terms of good or bad, what benefits one species or ecosystem might harm another, when they say. For instance, migratory birds that rely on coastal forests have less habitat, and the death of the trees makes soil microbes release nitrogen, which adds to the nitrogen already occurring from other sources, including agricultural runoff, to contribute to algae blooms and reduced oxygen that can sicken or kill fish. But the conversion of forests into marshland produces extremely productive wetlands that feed and shelter fish and shellfish. The Atlantic croaker fish, for instance, was rare 15 years ago in southern New Jersey waters, but now is abundant. There is a lot of change going on, said Greg Noah, researcher ecologist with the U.S. Geological Society. It's dramatic and is changing faster than it has before in human history. Quantifying the rate of increase in ghost forests is a major focus of Abel's research. Some scientists say the increase began around the time of the Industrial Revolution, while others say the speed up began more recently than that, in the past 100 years. Said 100,000 hectares of forest in the Chesapeake Bay has converted to marshland. Photographs show the rate of coastal forest loss is four times greater now than it was during the 1930s. Well, the 1930s was an extremely dry period. You know, the dirty 30s. You know, supreme, you know, severe drought. So that may give you an indication of why it's that much higher since the 30s, because we have never had a drought like that since. Seas off the East Coast have risen by 39 centimeters over the last 100 years, said Ben Horton, the university professor and expert on sea level rise, that is a faster pace than for the past 2,000 years combined, he said. Well, so you can see the trees dying. You can just watch them die, so says somebody here. But it's everything's cyclical. In fact, they're talking about the Industrial Revolution. In that movie, Survival of Spaceship Earth, which is on my blog, canadianpeace.wordpress.com, a scientist in that movie, they were talking about pollution and that, and he was saying that the air is cleaner now than it had been since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, period. His problem and another scientist's problem was not the pollution from the creation of electricity, but the cost of electricity. And this is a game changer. This was Enron. This is what we're involved with now. And in that movie, he says to the effect that we're using too much energy, and we're using it because the price is too low. And the easiest way to stop people from consuming electricity is to put the price up, way up. And that's what we're experiencing now. We're not experiencing climate change. We're experiencing exactly what they said in that movie, which was starring Maurice Strong and David Rockefeller and the like. So, you know, they tell you what they're up to, okay? And so now they go and privatize all our electricity systems, and the corporations come in and fleece us under the guise of saving the environment. What it is about driving us into a backward position, you know, where they said, you know, the earth can support a billion people if we live the way the West lives, and 2 billion people more along the line of Bangladeshi way of living. So they put the markers out there, and the idea is to take from the haves, give to the have-nots, but more importantly than that is to bring the haves down to the level of the have-nots. Because if you don't use electricity because you can't afford to use it, in other words, they're not going to tell you you can't use electricity, and Maurice Strong and the Rockefellers have had this all planned out. The same thing with the water. In both cases, they want a reduction of 75% use electricity, 75% use less water. And will they do it, says Maurice Strong? Well, of course not. We won't do it because we don't need to do it. Well, then we'll make them do it. We'll price point it until you can't afford to use it. And doing so, we will get eventually a 75% decrease in the use of your water and the use of electricity. Now, you just think about that a second. You think, because they tell you, I don't know about the States, but they're always calling us energy hogs and water hogs up here in Canada. We got the second largest landmass country in the world. We got more water here than anywhere else. And they're telling us that we're water and energy hogs, when we have the second largest size of country and less population than the state of California, and they're calling us water hogs and energy hogs. We could never even put a dent in our resources here in a gazillion freaking years, even if we went about it. If you took everybody in Canada and told them to leave their water running 24/7, but you see, you can't get rid of the water because we live in a hermetically sealed environment. So the water that you pour out your drain, this is what kills me about people's stupidity, is that it goes into the watersheds, and then it eventually the rivers end up in the ocean, and then we have the cycle begins again, where the moisture is lifted from the water, brought up, and poured back down on top of us. So this idea that we're using up all the water, and they sell this crap to people. You know, I talk to students who are convinced that we're running out of water. And I talk to two kids from college or university or wherever that are absolutely, they took water management courses, and they're absolutely convinced through their schooling that the planet's running out of water. I said, how is that possible? Well, I said, we're not running out of water, we're running out of fresh water. Well, how is that possible? The same amount of water that was here when this thing was formed is here today, every single last freaking drop of it. So how could you possibly be running out of fresh water? And both of these kids, and I talked to them in different places at different times, both of these who took water management courses stated the exact same thing. So this is obviously what they're being taught in the school, that the water runs down the watersheds and out into the ocean. I go, yeah, I've been doing that forever, so where are we running out of fresh water? And both of them stated the same thing. Well, once it goes in the ocean, it becomes salinated. And then it's not fresh water anymore. Well, did you guys like miss a class or something? You know, you missed the cycle? You can't run out of fresh water. It's an impossibility. Now, rain may rain more this year here, which has been a wetter summer here than has been for a long time. But then we had a lot of dry summers. We had a few dry summers, and people go, oh my God, you know, it's global warming. Everything, look at it, it's all dry. Well, now this year, people are complaining it's raining too much. But you got guys like Al Gore out there spewing this garbage, and these so-called scientists. I mean, anybody that would believe anybody that would tell you that, well, we've done some studies, and the studies suggest, because I use that word so constantly in science, it's ridiculous, suggests that if we don't stop this, that the temperatures will rise by 2 degrees centigrade, and then all hell's going to break loose. Well, of course it's not. 2 degrees doesn't mean jack. But this is what they're selling us. And they have no capacity whatsoever to come up with this number. No capacity. So they suggest stuff to you. Why do they suggest stuff to you? Well, it's placed before another's mind, put forward a proposition, something to think about. You're down a suggestion, a prompting to evil. That is what your world government, world religion is, evil. So they make all these suggestions to you, like it's perfectly normal. It's, you know, they've got it now, it's abnormal for a man and a woman to hang out together, to become life partners. That's abnormal now. And they're prompting you to evil. A hint, a temptation, a suggestion. Bring up, bring under, lay beneath, furnish, afford, supply, prompt your mind. Sense of evolution. Heap up, build up, bring forward an idea. Statement, declaration, yada, yada, yada. But the original English notion was of evil prompting. Remains in suggestive. And hypnotism is the sense since 1887 of suggestion. So the idea of all the propaganda and Al Gore's movies and all this Rio nonsense and all this hype in the media and the magazines and the movies is basically to hypnotize you into believing what they're telling you. The problem is they're lying to you. And they've always been lying to you. And unless you smarten up, they're going to continue to lie to you. At some point, you got to wake up to at least the idea that you're being lied to. Because you can't come up with that. Now, this is the Earth goddesses. Let's see here. I'll go back. Earth goddess. Now, this is what Al Gore is talking about, Earth goddess, which is could be Gaia, which was what Pecker we'd come up with there. I forget what his name was, the Englishman. An Earth goddess is a deification of the Earth in the sense of fertile soil, classical element, and the inhabited world, typically pictured as flat surface stretched under the firmament. Now, pictured as a flat surface. Now, I don't know, is this where the flat earthers come from? I don't know. I don't even care if it's flat. I don't care if it's a square. I don't care if it's oblong. I don't care if it's egg-shaped. I don't care if it's pear-shaped. I don't give a shit. It's not important to me. I live here. Whatever shape it is. It doesn't matter because I can't live on the entirety of it any given time. I'm going to live wherever my feet are, and I don't take up that much space, nor do you. So pictured as a flat surface. So I don't know. Maybe that's where the flat earther shit come from. I don't know. Earth goddesses are also often associated with deities of the underworld. In other words, evil. The Mesopotamian earth goddesses, Egyptian mythology, exceptionally has a sky goddess and a earth god. And it goes through all of this stuff. So you can go, you know, you go Mother Earth. You follow this through, you end up with the Jews again. You can't seem to get away from them. So, you know, you track this through and you follow some links. Mother Nature, the Earth goddess in any, Mother Earth may refer to the Earth goddess in any of the world's mythologies. Mother Nature, a common metaphorical expression for the Earth and its biosphere and the giver and sustainer of life. So you've got Mother Earth written in literature, written media and literature. You got Mother Earth by, Mother Earth News, Mother Earth Journal, Mother Earth Magazine, Mother Earth Novelette, Film and Television, Mother Earth Film, 1931 Italian film, Mother Earth. You go through all of this stuff and just pick out what you want to look at. And you got music and bands and songs and whatnot. So when you get down, it says see also Earth's environmentalism, the Gaia hypothesis, Gaia philosophy, and so forth. So from there, I just went over and went to Mother Nature, and you have the history of Mother Nature. The personification of nature that focuses on the life-giving and nurturing aspects of nature by embodying it in a form of the mother. I'm just going to throw this in. I think everybody needs to read this stuff. I mean, we now have the Pope running around. I find down here when you get down on these Wikipedia pages to the sea also, you can do some touring from there as well. But as you go through, pick a word that catches your attention and click on it and see where it takes you. You know, they made us all persons, right? And where did the word person come from? Because a person ain't a man, something they created. These are the people wanting to play God, okay? They want to play God. So, you know, in Greek mythology, Persephone, daughter of Demeter, whatever, goddess of the harvest, yada, 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 married Hades, god of the dead, and was taken to the underworld as its queen. Okay, so, you know, when people say that your personhood or your entity that they created is a dead, fictional, corporate entity, they're absolutely correct. Okay? Because Hades is god of the dead, and Persephone, which is where the word person came from, is the queen of the underworld. And these are the people that are running their freaking lives. Not these Greek mythology, but the people who want to play God. And so, you know, you just follow this around, or save yourself a lot of trouble and just go punch in the Green Agenda, which I think is probably one of the best. It goes into some of this stuff, but if you go through this mythology, you will find a lot of information. So everything they're pumping to the kids in the schools, and I don't understand, you know, it doesn't really matter to me what you think, but the fact is that these nations were founded on the idea of a creator. And, you know, I don't care where you are, you can say whatever you want, but most people, sooner or later, will use the God term. Oh, God, why'd that happen? Oh, my God, this better not happen again. Oh, I won't do that again, right? So, you know, but this is all being taken out, and it's being taken out through the youth. So they replaced the creator with the earth goddess, and the little kids get sucked into this earth worship thing. And your parents, the kids' parents, are bad because they wrecked the planet, and they have to, and these kids are going to save the planet with the help of guys like Al Gore. And all the teachers are preaching all of this stuff. The preachers are preaching this stuff. The media is preaching this stuff. So, you know, the world has really turned into a large asylum. And thankfully, there's some who are still sane. And those who are sane, our job is basically to help those who have been caught up in the insanity that we find all around ourselves now. So we do have a duty to help the ill. And there's a lot of very ill people, especially in the universities. You know, people say, you know, I got a university, I have a university degree. All I can say is, I'm sorry to hear that. That's unfortunate. But the entire environmental movement has come out of this, all this whole Greek mythology stuff. And, you know, if you look up neo-paganism, you will find, once you get into that, then you're really rolling. You know, once you follow the neo-paganism through, you get into feminism, where it came from. the LGBTQ thing came from. It's all there. It's all there. And they always tell you what they're up to. You just got to read it. You know, just got to read it. So, you know, the idea that Gore said, you know, that Christians wiped out the Earth Goddess worship, and in 58, which is also on my show, or not on my show, on my blog, if you put in Goddess Unchained, you will come up with a clip from 1958, made in Hollywood, called Goddess Unchained. And this is what the environmental movement's based on, the goddess worship. And the goddess is angry now because of what you're doing to the earth. But in that little clip, which was made in 1958, which kicked this whole thing off in the 60s, you know, the towers of Miami will be viewed from glass-bottom boats by tourists. That's how high the water's rising. Not. But hey, be afraid. Be very afraid, because if you don't get rid of your automobiles and you don't stop using electricity and you don't stop using water, imagine what your life would be like if you decreased your electricity use and your water use by 75%. You know, they propagate this nonsense that we're all wasters of water and electricity, which is totally a fault. But in order to help us conserve, they'll just keep driving the price up until we're using 25% of what we normally use, and most people don't use more than they normally need. So therefore, you're going to have a pretty stinky life, and you're going to be living in the dark. Salute, return to the dark ages, which is what they want, which we are not going to give them. We have got to wipe this stuff off the map. Period. We got to get the kids away from these lunatics. Got to get them away from it. But if you search out paganism or neo-paganism, you will find some very, very interesting stuff. Some very interesting stuff. And this is why is it the earth symbol? I saw a symbol in here. I don't know if it was the earth symbol or the paganism symbol. That looked an awful lot to me like the Israeli symbol. Very, 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 very much like the Israeli symbol. And as I searched through this, I did end up at the Talmud and the Babylonian Talmud and whatnot. So we know the Jews did get evicted, and they want to get control again. And they have basically got control, but they want to make sure that when they get control next time, they don't lose it again. So, let me see if I can dig this up. I haven't got time. I'm heading over to Michael Schmitz here. The second this show is over, we got about an hour's drive to get over there. So that's what we're going to do. But look up some of this stuff. I mean, it's one thing to hate Al Gore and these clowns, but you really got to go back and check this stuff out. That is neo-paganism or paganism and the environmental movement. Make no mistake about it. It's a freaking death cult. It is absolutely, unequivocally a death cult. And that means that they are threatening your very existence. Which means, we got to pick up the pace a little bit. But I think what I'll do here is I think I'll just throw in... what will I do here? Anyways, look up Earth goddess worship. Just look that up and run with it. And I think I'll just, what will I throw in here? Anyways, look up the Green Agenda for sure. Because I don't think you will find a better, at least I don't think I have, a better overall, it's brilliant. This guy he really did a fine job of putting all the players together and, you know, the Club of Rome and Malta and all this stuff. But it's all contained within the green cult kind of thing. And it's got Gore and everything in there as well. But if you want a bit of a giggle, I'll put this in the chat before I go, which is the clip from Goddess on Change from 1958. And, it's got a couple guys. Guys are playing as scientists, and they got some cartoony shit in there. I mean, after all, it was 1958. And watch that. You'll get a kick out of it, I think. Because it shows since 1958, when they put this thing out, the world really hasn't changed much as far as environment. What they are destroying it, of course, metal movement. But by all means, look up and keep that, because it's a hell of a good reference tool. The Green Agenda. It's quite brilliantly done. And if you go through that, or there's a book out there that I recommend everybody, which is on the blog as well, which is The Cloak of Green. And that was a writer that followed Morris Strong and them around for 4 years leading up to Rio 92. And if that don't open your eyes, I don't know what the hell possibly could. I mean, this is and it all goes back down to what Morris Strong and his buddy Rockefeller, you know, own nothing, control everything, and I believe in capitalism for me and my friends, and socialism for everybody else, which is the boot of tyranny on the back of your neck, just like 1984, and we don't want to go there. So if we don't want to go there, let's not go there. Right now, I'm going to get me some blue juice. Have a great night. Bye.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people, next in line, lower classes, social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they warm, they shoot, they kill, they master, call.